The standards signed into law by the governor last year require energy companies to generate 10% of their power from renewable sources by 2015. These sources can include wind turbines, solar generators, small dams, and even power plants that run on farm waste. But the law was written to exempt large hydroelectric plants, none of which are located in Wisconsin. A provision tacked onto the budget by Green Bay Democratic Senator Dave Hansen would change that. The tangible result is that the power company in his district would be allowed to buy energy from a major hydroelectric plant in Canada.
There are concerns about hydro, but this will not open the door to new hydro in Wisconsin. It will help cut down on greenhouse gases and, most importantly, protect the jobs in northeastern Wisconsin, which are so key.
Environmental groups say what bugs them is that this takes away the incentive to develop new renewable energy generation in Wisconsin, and it takes away the new jobs that could go with it. Michael Vickerman directs Renew Wisconsin. He says this measure sabotages Wisconsin's renewable standards by giving utilities an easy way out.
You're essentially gaining nothing. You're not getting cleaner air. You're not getting any jobs in this state.
The budget provision is far from final. It still needs support from the full legislature and the governor to become law. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.